You're listening to the public feed of Carefree Highway Revisited, which includes only a portion of this conversation. To hear the complete discussion, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or see the show notes for details.
The first guest of the evening is truly a poet. He's an artist. He is a friend and an inspiration to anyone who I think who has ever played the guitar or tried to write poetry. Would you please welcome Gordon Lightfoot?
There's a love I hold dear, and it shines through each year, and it makes things seem different somehow. It's for better or worse, it's for people who thirst for a love that burns brighter right now. This is Carefree Highway Revisited, the show that celebrates the work of Gordon Lightfoot song by song, a proud member of the FM Podcast Network. I'm your host, Mike Messner, and along with me today is a fellow Lightfoot fan from North Carolina, Hank Battle. Hank, welcome to Carefree Highway Revisited.
Good to be here. Thanks so much, Mike.
So, Hank, how did you first get into Gordon Lightfoot and his music?
Gosh, it was 1977, and I went to a friend's house and was amazed because Gord's Gold was playing and filling the room. And I became a fan immediately, and I was playing a little guitar professionally at the time, and his style and pitch suited me very well, and I always liked in particular, the autobiographical nature of his work. So it made me a lifelong fan.
Well, I mean, if you listen to Gord's Gold, that was the way I started. And so I don't think there's a better way to get bitten by the Lightfoot bug than to listen to that particular record. What about concert experiences? Did you get a chance to see him in concert?
Yeah, I did. I actually went to see him at the Roanoke Civic Center. I think it was 1977, and I had gotten tickets and thought I was doing very well, had great seats, and got there, and it was quite cavernous. He had very few people there, which upset him tremendously. So as it turns out, I was able to move right on up to the front. And then I saw him in 2017 in Durham, right around the corner from here. But he was suffering from emphysema at the time, and he had to suck oxygen between sets, and his voice was pretty much gone then, and had a chance to go see him in Carolina Theater in Greensboro several years later. But I just didn't want to do it again. It was tough to hear him at the end of his career.
Yeah, I've heard, and I know that there is a CD that's come out not long ago about him live at Royal Albert Hall. And I don't have it, I haven't listened to it, and I'm almost scared to, because I want to remember him with that robust voice and the energy and all the things that we loved about Gordon when he was playing live. And this might be just a little too disillusioning. Did you ever get a chance to meet Lightfoot?
No, I actually had planned on doing so at that Roanoke concert, and he was so frustrated by the event that he didn't hang around. I never got a chance to meet him subsequently.
I can't say as I blame him, because if you're playing this huge arena and not many people show up, it's got to be disheartening. And I've heard other musicians say, you know, I had this 15,000 seat auditorium and 3,000 people showed up. I imagine he just wanted to put that behind him. His attitude is probably, this is a day best forgotten. Well, today we're talking about If Children Had Wings from the Endless Wire album, and that, of course, came out in 1978. This is an album that got good reviews, at least initially, but it's seen by many people as kind of a step down from Summertime Dream and Sundown. So I'm wondering, why did you want to talk about If Children Had Wings? What does it mean to you?
Yeah, I think having children who have grown, in a way, I certainly have empathized with him missing them and missing family life in general. And this one in particular got me interested in many of his other autobiographical works. But to me, it punctuates the fact that relationships are very difficult and that you could always have done them better. And I thought it was a pretty good song in the sense that he was talking very honestly about his past relationships and what he did to make them not work so well.
You know, it's the same kind of reason that I like the song. He's talking about life after divorce, but he's not doing it in a cliched way or a sneering way. And a lot of artists have gone through divorce, and a lot of them go through that and say things like, well, I'm so glad the bitch is gone, or, you know, the bastard didn't deserve me, or, you know, things like that, being very vindictive. Madonna did a lot after she divorced Sean Penn. James Taylor did a lot of that after he got divorced from Carly Simon, did a lot of reflecting on that. But it's rare for somebody to be that tender about divorce. And of course, the victim in divorce is always going to be the children, because they don't understand why mom doesn't live here anymore, why dad doesn't live here anymore. And it's done very sensitively, without being uncomfortable. It's not something where he's letting on these really deep secrets that make you squirm and make you want to turn the thing off. Do you have a special anecdote or an experience about what it means to you? You mentioned the fact that you have children that have grown and gone. So is this something that comes to mind when you think of them?
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact is, we all realize that we could have done better in relationships, no matter what the relationships were. And he is totally honest about that in this song. And it always behooves us to be honest about how things could have gone better, what we could have done, and then how we can turn around and make things better in the relationship we're in now. So it was very personal for me in that regard.
Thank you for sharing that, because you wouldn't have picked the song if you didn't like it. And, you know, it does have a meaning to you, clearly. Is this a song that you could listen to anytime, any place, doing anything? Or is there a particular setting or activity where this is the ideal place for Hank Battle to listen to if children had wings?
It was on my playlist, so I hear it often, but a pair of high-res earbuds or earphones, and especially when I'm away from my wife who's at home, it's always nice to put this one on, because it does make you wistful about being there and being away from your loved ones.
You know, I think for me, I have one child and my son hasn't left home yet. He's 16. And so I think in about 2.5 years, this song is going to hit me right where I live. For me, though, I have missed people, and I've been on the end of a failing relationship and doing the same kind of thing that you were talking about. You know, how could I have done this better? And I think I would probably want to listen to this probably in the mid-morning when you're not going to work. Maybe it's a weekend and you've had your coffee or whatever, and you're awake enough so that you have some sensitivity to what is going on around you. And you're feeling nostalgic for someone or something, and then you realize it's 10 o'clock in the morning and I'm going to be up for another 12, 13 hours where I'm not going to see that person, or I'm not going to have that experience, or that thing is not going to be available to me. And so there's a real melancholy to it. And this is a sad song, but I think that to me would be the time and the experience and the setting where I would be.
When you do retire, you're going to look back on things and think about them quite wistfully. And I do think Lightfoot was able to do that throughout his life, to look back on things. You'll feel it even more so as you get older.
Hank, you and I were talking about this right before we started our recording today, that you are a retired educator and I'm going to be one in a few years. So we have that experience in common. And so I'm going to take that piece of wisdom very much to heart, because I have a feeling it's going to come in very handy when the time comes. Well, let's talk about the genesis of how the song got written. According to Nicholas Jennings, Britta, who was Lightfoot's ex-wife at this time, had taken their two children, Fred and Ingrid. She'd taken them to the south of France because she wanted them to have a French education. She wanted them to have French immersion and really be a part of the culture of France. So if it was just French language, I think she probably just could have moved to Quebec, but she decided not to do that. And Lightfoot agreed to it, but he did miss them terribly. And at one time, he actually flew over to France to this tiny little village where they were staying, promptly got into a fight with Britta and turned right around and went back home. And this song was, if not a direct result of that encounter, was certainly around the time of that encounter and had to do with the feelings of missing his children. Hank, is there any other information that you were able to glean about how the song got written?
Well, he certainly was feeling sadness and maybe a good bit of guilt about the dissolution of his family. And I'm sure he was wistful on and off during that span of time. I believe he and his wife divorced in like 73.
Yeah.
And I think in large part because of his infidelity, you know, he was famous for that and had a 3-year relationship with Kathy Smith. I've heard you talk about that in the early 70s. And
yeah.
In fact, I think he actually wrote Sundown about her in 74. So I think he was feeling tremendous guilt about the whole thing, and especially probably the effect on his children. And I remember reading he admitted himself to, as he put it, thinking about what a terrible person he was at the time of his marriage. And it always reminds me of the line, "Heroes often fail." And if you can read my mind, I think he realized that he failed. And so I think this was clearly about that period of time in his life and how guilty he was about the pain that he had caused in his marriage and with his children.
Well, that's all the time we have for here in the public feed. If you'd like to hear the rest of this conversation, along with all of our other extended and bonus episodes, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or at fmpods.com. You can see the show notes for details.